Hey, what's up, and welcome back to another episode of the Straight Shooter Recruiter. My name is Emily Durham. I'm a senior recruiter by day and your favorite podcast host by night, with the goal of helping you thrive in your 9 to 5 and beyond. Today's episode slash video, depending on where you're watching this, you got options, baby. I am so excited to be hanging out with my friend Brittany. Brittany Castro is like the finance guru. I'm talking entrepreneurship. I'm talking a CFP professional. We have such an amazing conversation ready to go. Whether you are a woman in business, a female entrepreneur, if you're someone who's looking to be a certified financial planner professional, this is the episode for you. Don't forget to leave a rating, subscribe, check out Brittany's socials. They are all in the descriptions and bio of this episode, and enjoy the show. Today's episode is proudly done in partnership with the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode, and let's get into the fun stuff. I'm super excited, and honestly, today's episode I already know is going to be full of absolute hits, especially for people who are early in their career and trying to navigate what they're looking for, or people who have just never considered a career path as a CFP professional. I really think today's going to have some heat. I'm excited for it.
Yes, always. We got to bring the heat always.
You know how we do it. That's our vibe. We were just comparing our coffees, so we are both like super charged up and ready to rumble.
Yep, always.
I got coffee. I love it. So I know you and I are super familiar with what a CFP professional is, like what they do, but for folks who maybe aren't as familiar, what is a CFP professional and what do they do?
A CFP professional is a certified financial planner. So one has to go, there's a few requirements to get that designation. So usually it's people in the financial industry, right? Like financial advisors or professionals who want to maybe get this designation for credibility or for more knowledge to help their clients. So there's ethics requirement, there's an education requirement, there's experience requirement, and then you have to pass the board exam requirement, which takes some time to study for. You know, it's what I like to say, like the CPA designation is for tax professionals. I think the CFP designation is for like financial advisors who are working with clients in financial planning type of relationship, whether it's helping them invest, save, you know, get the right insurance products, et cetera. So it's a very great designation. As you know, I have it and I love it. And I think everybody in finance should get it.
I am so interested by it because I actually have a few friends, yourself included, who are CFP professionals. And one of the things that I always hear helps them stand out in their career is having this certification and this designation is a game changer. Like that's what really sets you apart from, you know, your peers or your colleagues and, you know, really gives you that sense of credibility, even if it's early on in your career. Do you feel like that's something, you know, that you benefited from? Was that your experience kind of having that designation in your pocket?
Oh, definitely. So my background, I started as a financial advisor right out of college at age 22. I didn't even know what a financial advisor was. I just took this job and I really liked it. I learned I liked helping people. I liked, you know, you're kind of like running a business. So I liked the business element. And then, you know, there's good money potential, income potential. So I liked all the elements of the career and I soon realized, okay, if I want to stay in this career, I want to become credible. And also I was really young at that time. So I wanted to become like, I wanted the CFP designation to be like, yes, even though I'm young, I have the CFP designation. So I actually got it when I was 26 years old, which is really young. I think it's like really rare to get it that early, but it was just part of my career path. I wanted the expertise and more knowledge. And it's definitely been a game changer for my career because ever since I got the CFP designation, I've leveraged it just with when I'm talking to prospects and clients. Like, you know, I went and did a year and a half of education requirements. I sat for this board exam. I studied for like a year and a half of my life. You know, I committed to this designation. So it wasn't, I'm not like taking this career lightly. Like, I want to be a great financial planner. And then also, once I started doing like speaking and brand partnerships and becoming more of a thought leader in the financial planning space, it helped my career take off in this whole other realm. I love having my CFP as like the badge of honor. Like, yeah, I'm a CFP. And if you're not working with a CFP, you're not like doing yourself a favor. Go work with a CFP. So I often brag about it because one, it's something to brag about. But then too, I want to bring awareness to people so they do find the right professionals to help them on their career, financial journey.
You said something that perfectly ties into what I wanted to ask you, because I know for me early in my career, I changed career paths. Brittany, I'm not kidding. Like, it had to be 6 times. I had a billion different majors. Every time I switched into something, I was like, oh, this doesn't feel right. And I just had a very difficult go at navigating and figuring out exactly what I wanted to do. And ironically, my career became careers. So what made you decide to go down this career route? What made you decide, you know, I have decided I'm going to move forward with the CFP certification and moving forward as a CFP professional?
So when I got a degree in business economics, I had no idea what a financial advisor was. I knew when I was in college, I wanted to have a business. I actually thought I was going to run a restaurant because I love the social element. You know, food brings people together. I loved it.
Amen.
But then I worked at a restaurant and I was like, it's a lot of work and you don't get any like weekends off. So I went to school, got a business economics degree, and I literally just got a job offer as a financial advisor. And I remember sitting with my career counselor and I said, what should I take this job? I don't know. She goes, yeah, take the job. You might like it. And if you don't like it, at least you're going to learn something and then you can move to the next one. And I actually just took her advice. I took the job and I ended up liking it. And then the recession hit in 2009. So then 2008, 2009 happened and it was like so early in my career. And I was like, okay, I want to stay in this profession. I don't think I'm going to stay at this corporate firm. I need to go like find a little bit more independence and like be more of a business owner, entrepreneur is what we call it now. At that time, I didn't even know what the word entrepreneur was. I was like, I just need more freedom.
I still can't spell it.
Yeah. I was like, I just need more freedom to run my business like a business. So then once I decided, okay, because I was going back and forth, like, should I stay in finance? I'm very creative. I like dance. I'm a dancer. But then I thought, no, this is like a good field to stay in. Again, you could help people. You could have a flexible schedule and you could make a lot of money. So it's like, I like these components of the industry, but I need to make sure I find a new platform. So I went to the independent platform. And then at that time is when I decided, okay, now that I'm going to stay in this industry, I'm going to get this designation that we all knew CFP is a designation to get, so that people think of me as credible.
I love that your long-term wasn't linear as well. Cause I think there's something to be said for, like, I think people, at least myself, like sometimes you panic when you have all of these different certifications and courses and you're terrified that you're going to get pigeonholed into, now I'm going to do this one specific role for the rest of my life. But I think what's unique about your career, but also like the CFP certification as a whole, is the foundational skills that you get, yes, obviously are going to help you have a fantastic career in finance, you know, support your clients, but those are also life skills. Like, I remember when you and I were chatting earlier, you were saying that there were some people that you studied with who had no intention of working in finance, but were like, I want this certification for my own ability to manage my finances. And like, that's bananas. That's so powerful.
Yeah, those people were cutthroat. I was like, you're doing this voluntarily? Ah, that's impressive.
This is fun,
like,
to you?
For my career, but go you. Yeah, I think you nailed it. So finance is still one of the things we don't learn in school. We don't really have a good solid education around it. People still don't like to talk about money. And yet it affects so many of our decisions in life. And so for me, I thought, okay, one, the CFP designation is going to help my career. And then I'll be more confident when helping my clients, you know, decide, like providing them options of what they need to do with their money. And then, like you said, and I'm like getting it for myself. So I know all these strategies. So at every stage of my life, I'm going to reflect back to the CFP curriculum and be like, oh yeah, I remember when I studied stock options or living trust. And even though that wasn't maybe like on the radar back then, it's been so valuable throughout my life and career just to pull upon that knowledge and expertise.
100%. And I think that's one of those things you also learn, at least I learned later in my career, was just the value of having your personal brand clearly defined and how much that can just propel your career. And, you know, it's not like you took a willy-nilly, you know, course you found online. Like, the CFP certification is one that is so highly accredited. And like, mm-hmm. it's not easy. Like, I can't even imagine the study schedule alone that would be going into this. So to say that this is attached to my profile, especially early in your career, especially as a young woman in finance, like yeah. I would imagine your experience too, as a, you know, as a woman in a typically male dominated industry, like that's one more thing to say, I know my stuff, like, don't mess with me. I know where the info is coming from.
Absolutely. And I think you brought up a good point. Like, I was a young woman. I'm still a young woman in the industry.
You still are. Yeah. Let's get that clear.
I was, and I still am.
Amen. Yeah,
there's a huge opportunity for young people coming out of college or just ambitious, you know, wanting something for their careers, something different to come into the financial planning industry and look at the CFP as a designation, because one, like you said, it's going to help you in your personal financial life. And then you'll be able to maybe use it as a financial planner, or there's so many different other avenues and professions within finance that, you know, having a CFP designation can be useful for, even if you're in fintech or, you know, there's so many different things, you know, that the CFP can help. But I think the career is a great career. And especially for young people who are maybe thinking about, okay, what is it that I want for myself? Like, come over and test it out. You won't know until you give it a shot. You know, I think it's rare to find a career where you can help people. Like, you know, helping people with their money is very, it's very honorable. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, people
it's
are
so
very
personal.
Intimate. It's so intimate. Like, for all those years I helped clients, I thought, wow, I'm like, it's so intimate. They trust me. I'm like in the know of their deepest, you know, fears or concerns or goals in life. And that's a really, you know, special thing. And then you get to make money. You know, there's a lot of
gotta get some of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of millionaires that come from the financial world. You know, there's good money. And then for the most part, I mean, depending on what your career position actually is, but you have flexibility. You know, I have unlimited flexibility because I run my own business. But of course, it takes work and discipline. But I like that flexibility, especially as a woman.
So I actually would love to hear more about that too, because what I love about your career is, yes, it started in quote unquote, like your traditional finance space, but it's evolved into something so different. So can you talk to me about that evolution? So you kickstart your career in finance, you say, okay, the CFP professional route is where I am going. How on earth did you land being a brand ambassador, you know, a business owner, a public speaker? You've got this amazing online presence. Like, tell me everything. How does one do this?
You just are creative. It's my like creative.
it's in your blood.
It's just my personality. As just as much as I am like analytical and can do numbers, I'm probably even more so creative. When I started my company 9 years ago, it was 100% virtual. And I was doing online marketing and social media in finance, which at that time was rare and still pretty much is rare. Not a lot of finance people leverage social media and online marketing like they could be. But I remember thinking like, what? I don't understand why everyone's so close to this. Like, why wouldn't you run virtual? Why wouldn't you do your meetings over Zoom? And then when the pandemic happened 3 years ago, I was like, yeah, I've been running this business model for like 6 years now. Like, so it was almost validating in a way to see that my vision of what I wanted for myself actually was correct. I've continued to do financial planning, but then I was like, okay, I want to leverage speaking. I want to get paid to speak. I just had these other goals of what I wanted. And I just slowly like worked on them and made them happen. And I still work on them and still pump out consistent content. And a lot of things I didn't even know existed, like brand partnerships. I had no idea what that was until one company said, hey, we'll pay you to be a spokesperson for us. And I said, okay, that sounds great.
Sign me up.
Yeah. And then now brand partnerships are like kind of normal. Like, we know about that. So I think part of it is you have to be willing to go into the unknown and take risks and keep doing the work. Like, also it takes work. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, consistent action, even when nobody's looking, even when people are saying it's not going to work. Or I don't understand why you would do that.
Speaking of growth, because I think that's the perfect segue, is, you know, is there anything you wish you knew about being a CFP professional, you know, when you had first started in your journey, or even like another spin on that, things you would tell somebody who's just kicking off this journey?
I would say go get your CFP. One, because there's so many baby boomers. Like, this is what people were telling me when I first started. There's so many baby boomers in the financial industry. So like a lot of the financial planners and advisors that exist today are eventually going to phase out, meaning they're going to retire, you know, the next generation has to come up. So there, to me, there's such huge opportunity. Like if you're 40 and under right now in finance, there's so much opportunity because like the shift is occurring. Like just think, like people who've been helping all these clients are going to be phasing out. And so the wealth and people looking for advice and professionals to guide them, like, is only going to go up. I mean, just another like work wise one is just, I wish I would have known, like, relax a little bit more. Like when I first started,
you could probably relate,
you know, like just trust more. I mean, now I have a lot more relaxation and trust in my career and my work because I get it. I know that if I put in the work, it's like, to me, I think of it like gardening. You plant the seeds, you water, you nurture. If you do it right, the bloom is going to happen.
Having direction is half the battle. Like, it really is. I think you have to trust, like, if you are someone who is on the fence, you know, about your career, you're maybe considering a career as a certified financial planner professional, like, take the time to explore that. Because even if you like have an inkling that, you know, you might like this, you might like that, I totally align to you, Brittany. Like, my biggest piece of advice is work a little bit day by day towards your big goals, and suddenly your big goals are going to be very, very close to you. But I think step one of that is finding the goal and the career alignment where you're like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So, and I think that's the beauty of these conversations, because I know for me, if I heard someone talking about a career as a recruiter on a podcast, like, and I will not disclose how many years ago, because I'm a young, fresh spring chicken, but I would have said, like, of course. I was like, I would have, you know, really had a moment of, oh, wow, like, I think I would like that a lot. That might have alleviated a lot of anxiety. So I totally agree. Like, it's day by day, and just take the time to figure out what excites you. I do have one question. I always love to ask this. It's a bit of a fun one, but imposter syndrome, man, she lives, she breathes. She is everywhere. She's with me. I may as well have it, like, imposter syndrome fan club t-shirt. What is one piece of advice that you would give to someone, or even like your younger self, on how to overcome imposter syndrome? Like, especially in the world of finance where it can be intimidating, it can be competitive, it can be all of these things. Like, how did you, or how would you have pushed through, you know, if you could do it all over again?
No one has it figured out. Like, that's what I would just remind, like, no one has life figured out. We literally are all just doing life and we're doing our best. And what we think someone has it figured out, maybe they have more experience. So I think experience definitely helps you gain confidence in whatever area you're in, relationships, finance, your career, family. Experience definitely helps. I know that in my life. But with the imposter syndrome, I think you really just have to realize nobody really knows more than you. Like, I mean, it's yes, true. They do. But I'm just trying to say, like, we're all literally figuring it out as we go.
And we were all there once too. Like, everyone had a day one. All of us have had a day one. And we were all equally terrified on day one.
You know what's good for me, which I love this part about myself. I am a learner. I love learning and I love putting myself into new unknown things where I constantly have to, like, learn something. Like last year, I danced before, but last year I committed to learning salsa. And I remember in the beginning, I was like, oh, going to all these salsa clubs and like classes. And I felt like, oh, okay, this is unknown. Like, I'm not, you know, I got to learn. And it's the beginner mindset. Like, we all got to start somewhere. It's not a big deal. You like, and then recently I went out salsa dancing and a woman came up to me. She's like, oh my God, you're so good. How do I become like you? I was like, oh my God, last year I was like you asking a girl, you're so good. How do I become like you? And I just committed. I committed to learning the craft of the dance and I enjoyed the process. It wasn't like a serious thing, like I have to get good. I just was like, oh, well, I want to learn a new hobby. And I think that's good for all of us to constantly learn new things and get in that beginner mindset, because it keeps you more in that like childlike mind of learning, improving.
It's so true. That learner mindset, there's so many studies that prove that's what keeps your mind like young and healthy, but it also alleviates a lot of pressure at work. So if you're someone who's like, oh, this career sounds fulfilling, I love the idea of helping people, frankly, live their best lives. Like, money is personal. Money is emotional. Like, if that is something where you're like, oh, I would love to do this, but what if I suck at it? Like, what if I'm not going to be good? Reframe your mind. No one is going to be good on day one. Anything we have not said to the people, I need to come up with like a name for the listeners, because the podcast name is too long for me to like, Like, we need like a thing. So I know you're an entrepreneur. I'll leave that in your, the back of your mind if it ever pops up. But anything we haven't told, you know, our listeners, or anything you'd like to leave them with that we haven't touched on?
Yeah. One, I would just say, really consider this as a career. It's a great career. You help people with something that is scary, maybe overwhelming for them. I just, you know, worked on a brand partnership yesterday, and the studies are still the same. A lot of people still don't talk about money, feel a lot of emotions, negative emotions, shame, guilt, embarrassment, avoidance with money. So it is a beautiful career, and the fact that you can really help people with something, make it less scary, you know, have a lot of opportunities, just the different roles you can have in the financial world of career. But yeah, I would definitely say test it out. You might really like it, like me. I just took the job and here I am.
I love that. I could not agree more. Brittany, I had such a good time recording with you. I cannot thank you enough. There's so many good tidbits here, like both for people interested in finance, but also just like general career advice. Like, if everyone is walking away, you know, with one thing, I think it's take the risk, say yes to things that scare you. Also, I know you're nervous about starting your career as a CFP professional. Give it a Google. I've got great resources linked in the description, both on YouTube and on the podcast platforms, wherever you're listening. Check them out. I am a big believer in, if it scares you, that's usually a sign you should be trying it. But right? I can't take all the credit for that. That's very much a my dad-ism, but I'm just going to rebrand it, so it's fine. But thank you all so much for listening. Excited to hear what you have to say in the comments. Don't forget to have some conversations with us down below, and I will see you next Sunday.